Not for this one.
Do we stand? We didn't pledge?
Yeah, so we gotta call it to order first.
The Finance and Audit Committee for the Water District is called to order.
5:05, 5:17.
5:05.
We stand to do the pledge of allegiance.
Stand and pledge, yeah.
Ready, begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call. Director Warville?
Here.
Director Sanderson?
Here.
General Manager Talvin Louis?
Here.
Okay, so if we go to the first, just the financial, this is the balance sheet. The district's combined cash with Chase and Lace balance was at $1,020,612 at month end. The district's total liabilities were approximately $924,766 at month end.
Is that on page two?
That was on page one. There's a little section on the top right that has the combined amount.
Which I love.
And then the total liabilities is line
31. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No problem.
No, I love that we added that.
That's a big number.
Are there any questions on that page, the balance sheet?
No,
not for me. All right. Moving on then. Year-to-date is at 8% of the year. If we go to line four, commodity sales, this is a variable income from water consumption rates. Year to date is above budget at 13% due to increased consumption. So this is a
so the base rate still staying at 8.
Yeah. Line 10, we have returned check fees. These fees are charged to the customer for a balanced check. The fees are budgeted conservatively due to their unpredictable nature. That's at 45%. There was three balanced checks this month.
So we only have the budget for that 200?
Yes. The budget is pretty low. It's unpredictable.
We balance checks, or those are checks that came into us that passed?
That's for, yes. If a customer pays their bill and then it bounces, a $30 charge is added to their account for that. Of line 11, basic utility fees, that's at 274%. These are fees charged for new service connections, meter installations, and upgrades. These fees are difficult to budget accurately due to their unexpected nature. Year-to-date activity consists of 2 3/4-inch meter installations in July. If we go down to line 31, workers' compensation. The district makes workers' compensation installment payments in the first part of the fiscal year. Year-to-date is above budget at 16% due to the timing of payments. Are there any other questions on this page?
Yeah, so line 11, so we had two new hookups in July.
Yes.
And that's not included, that's not like commercial hookups, right?
No.
It's not talking Chick-fil-A yet, right?
No.
Okay.
Okay. Moving on to the next page. If we go down to line 45, we have engineering services. This account includes the engineering costs for district activities. Year to date is above budget at 13% due to engineer work to prepare for the standby charges notices. Lines 49 and 50, that's for the electricity and gas. Electricity is a little bit higher than budgeted, and gas is lower. That becomes of the summer months. Down to line 58, dues and subscriptions. This account includes various annual dues and fees. Year-to-date is below budget at 4% due to timing of dues payments. Line 40, or sorry, 59 is postage. This account includes the postage expenses for district activities. Year-to-date is above budget at 12% due to the standby meeting notices issued in July. Down to line 69, financial audit. This account includes the cost for the annual financial audit. Year-to-date is above budget at 21% due to the timing of audit bills. Are there any other questions on this page? If we go down to line 83, that's tractor expenses. This account includes tractor repair and maintenance expense. Year-to-date is above budget at 33% due to backhoe maintenance performed in July. If we go down to line 95, that's the total expenses. It's at 7%, which is slightly lower than budget for the total expenses overall. There's not much activity in the capital project so far. As of July 31st, the fiscal year-to-date net gain is $103,848. Was there any other questions at all?
Yeah, I want to know. Can you go over that again?
Yeah, so so far, as of July 31st, the net gain is it's the second column. Current year to date, the third column is what is budgeted. That's what's expected to lose by the end of the year, $136,000.
Okay.
As of right now, we're positive at $103,848.
Okay. Any other questions? Okay, we call it.
I
think it has to do with. We're going to need a motion because it's just a committee.
Sarah and Martin call the meeting closed.
Okay. No vote is necessary or anything?
Usually not on a committee. I'll make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Motion to adjourn at 5:12 p.m. made by Director Wargo and seconded by Director Sanderson. Director Wargo?
Aye.
Director Sanderson?
Aye.
Meeting adjourned at 5:12 p.m. on Tuesday, August 17th,
2021.
Pretty
quick.
You want to step outside?
Yeah.